Happy summertime and good evening, my lovely leading ladies and hot, sexy gentlemen. It is Sunday, June 24th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, and I'm broadcasting to you live from the sultry beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio and Naked Girls Radio. Here's your first song of the night. Go, Go Girl by Liminyana. Here you go. Girl by the Liminyanas. They're from Perpignan, France, and I think that song was awesome. What do you guys think? The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I found that song from freemusicarchive.org, and I was just looking through international music and then French music, and I was just going down the line, and they have a lot of excellent songs, so I like this group a lot. I'll go ahead and play the second song for the evening, and that one is from Naked Girls Radio by Ellipse, and that song is called Proud Tears. Here you go.
Yeah.
That was Proud Tears by Elitz. Okay, so first things first, for those of you who may not have seen my post on my website, tolivinggrindinla.com, a couple days ago, I had posted about how Miami Heat beat out Oklahoma City in the NBA playoffs, 2012 playoffs. So I had a wager going with Lamar Gafford of you were just thinking it .blogspot.com. So for those of you who have been tuning in for quite a while, you may remember that interview that was on Earth Day. And yeah, so he had Miami, I had Oklahoma, I lost, so he got a free little gift bag, virtual gift bag of goodness. So yes, I lost that bet, but I think next time I'll win. I'll try to do that. aside from that, what was it? Ashton Eaton. He just set a new world record for the decathlon, and I guess he already had a previous one set for the heptathlon, as our U.S. Olympians are preparing for the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, so congratulations. And I saw some kind of interesting little tidbits about, like, the history of the Olympics in general, like from ancient Greece and all this. I'll share some of that a little bit later, and I have some erotica for you, and I have, possibly a live reading of Venus in Furs, but let me go ahead and play something now and come back to you while I get the rest of this stuff ready for your listening pleasure. Okay, so I'm going to play Padone. I believe that's the title. If not, I will make sure to correct it afterwards. But Padone by Axial and their Brazilian group. Here you go.
Abra caminho dos passos, abra caminho do olhar, abra caminho tranquilo pra eu passar. Claro, ele dobra a mão de joelho, só levantando o pó, dobra a ponta dos braços que eu vou só.
Were you all out there at home, like shimmying in your seats and all this? That's what I'm doing. I like that song quite a bit. It was Pas de Yona by Axel. And so, yeah, what was I just mentioning just a few seconds ago? Yes, the ancient Olympic Games. This is kind of interesting. It's a little excerpt from Wikipedia about the ancient Olympic Games. But it was saying they were held to be one of the two central rituals in ancient Greece, the other being the much older religious festival, the Eleusinian Mysteries. The games started in Olympia, Greece, in a sanctuary site for the Greek deities near the towns of Elis and Pisa. The first games began as an annual foot race of young women in competition for the position of the priestess for the goddess Hera. And a second race was instituted for a consort for the priestess who would participate in the religious traditions at the temple. So it's all about feet, huh? Kinky. Interesting. Sweet. And naked, because, yeah, they also instituted nakedness and naked athletic feats. The other feet, F-E-A-T. So, yeah, that was kind of cute and funny to me. So, therefore, I shared it with you. Yay, Mel. Okay. Anyway, yes, let me put on one more song for you real quick, and I'll get some more news for you, and then some erotica, and then some live reading. And in the meanwhile, or the between time, feel free to give a call at 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And right now, what I will be playing is You Make Me Fly by Arturo Bayram Galan. Here you go. Thank you.
Anja London on Naked Girls Radio, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called The Nymph. It's about my alter ego, Sandrine, an insatiable nymph who captures the hearts and hard-ons of men. Hello, everyone. You're watching Sandra London TV. Tonight, I'm going to read for you my story, which was recently published on EveryNightErotica.com. It's called The Nymph. You're watching Sandra London TV. Okay, here's a brief synopsis. It's an introduction to my alter ego, Sandrine, who is my inner succubus, an insatiable nymph who lavishes in her fixation with sex, stealing the hearts of men, and hiding behind her innocent-looking angel face and textbook snark. Now here's the story. I am undoubtedly shameless and something of a cunt, at least when it comes to sex and men. I've always known that it is in both my best interests and my worst to use the power inherent from birth to wile and beguile and get my way. The strongest power in mankind is that of the woman. For what other reason would woman be here on earth, physically weaker, smaller, with more delicate sensibilities, other than to balance out the alpha male prototype of strength, size, and a harder sense of reality? But what happens when the mindset of this masculine energy is encompassed and well hidden in a delightful female form? What do men want? Everyone already knows. Girl. Sex. Tits. Pussy. Ass. A warm, friendly smile. Even the possibility of a promise or glimmer of hope that a woman will look their way and want to be near enough to allow him to smell her essence, her sweat, her perfume, her saliva, her hair, her heat. Well, I want to give it to them. I've been lucky enough to achieve so much, shocking to many. I am young and look even younger. I am youthful. I am smart. I am pretty. But every morning that I awaken, I am not satisfied. I want more. I want men. I want power. It is a hunger with no known cure. I am doomed, and I love it. I play in this life, in this world. I win. I don't lose. I wait. I lie in wait. I lay in wait. This sort of hunger drives me, compels me, beckons me forward into the bright rays of sunshine peeking through in the dawning of the day. It peaks as the day rolls into night. My wings spread in the dark. My legs spread in the face of men, in the sight of a man in a state of lust. I swoon at the glimpse of the raging, throbbing flesh of manhood that likes what it sees. I like that it's me. This hunger is my nourishment. It is present in all things. You see, I have this look, this walk, this body, my eyes, sometimes hazel, sometimes gray, were fashioned after the black cat, notorious in folklore for their dangerous, seductive, and foreboding stare under brooding lids. My walk, my strut, the wiggle in my hips that tells of my extensive years of training in ballet, jazz, modern dance, and more erotic pose. My chest juts forward. My head is held high, exposing my delicacy. My dainty neck, showcasing my supposed vulnerability. My tits, perky, proud pillows, throwing off my otherwise bliss frame. I pretend I don't notice. But sometimes, I really do forget. It is only when I'm awakened from some daydream or intense concentration that I realize how alive, too alive, I am actually being at that moment. Perhaps my nipples have begun to peek out over the top of my bra and is visible even through my blouse in a crowded room or at the dinner table or in some other location which had until that moment, been absolutely devoid of overt sexual distraction. Or there are times when a simple sigh, after a long day of flitting about, completing this errand or that, in which that sigh sounds more like an orgasm, a whimper, a cat's meow. It is not intentional. It is not forced. It is inherent, ingrained, natural, a nymph in human form, conscious, unconscious. And that's the end. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you'll come back. Bye-bye.
I'm going to play Shay Ooh-ee. sort of like a reggae-style song. That's really cool that I listened to earlier. Let me find where they went. Oh, yeah. And then I will read an excerpt from Venus and Furs from the beginning of the novel by Leopold von Sacher-Masoch. But I will play that after this coming song right now, Shay-U-E. Here we go.
Na oba de buya, na na oba de buya, shayo 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 shayo, ah oba de buya, na 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 oba de buya. We be the shayo, 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 we be the shayo.
Sacher-Masoch, and I'll just read a short excerpt here for you now. Okay. But the Almighty Lord has struck him and has delivered him into the hands of a woman, the Vulgate, Judith. My company was charming. Opposite me, by the massive Renaissance fireplace, sat Venus. She was not a casual woman of the half-world, who, under the pseudonym wages war against the enemy sex, like Mademoiselle Cleopatra, but the real, true goddess of love. She sat in an armchair and had kindled a crackling fire whose reflection ran in red flames over her pale face with its white eyes, and from time to time over her feet when she sought to warm them. Her head was wonderful, in spite of the dead, stony eyes. It was all I could see of her. She had wrapped her marble-like body in a huge fur and rolled herself up, trembling like a cat. "I don't understand it," I exclaimed. "It isn't really cold any longer. For 2 weeks past, we have had perfect spring weather. You must be nervous." "Much obliged for your spring," she replied with a low, stony voice, and immediately afterwards sneezed divinely, twice in succession. "I really can't stand it here much longer, and I'm beginning to understand." "What, dear lady?" "I'm beginning to believe the unbelievable and to understand the ununderstandable. All of a sudden, I understand the Germanic virtue of women and German philosophy, and I'm no longer surprised that you of the North do not know how to love. I haven't even an idea of what love is." "But, madam," I replied, flaring up, "I surely haven't given you any reason." "Oh, you," the divinity sneezed for the third time and stretched her shoulders with inimitable grace. "That's why I've always been nice to you, and even come to see you now and then, although I catch a cold every time, in spite of all my furs. Do you remember the first time we met?" "How could I forget it?" I said. "You wore your abundant hair and brown curls, and you had brown eyes and a red mouth, but I recognized you immediately by the outline of your face and its marble-like pallor. You always wore a violet-blue velvet jacket edged with squirrel skin. You were really in love with the costume and awfully docile. You've taught me what love is. Your serene form of worship let me forget 2,000 years." The end of that excerpt. I will play a song for you, and I'll be right back. Feel free to give a call anytime you'd like throughout the broadcast at 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And now I will play the song Lele by Axiol.
Lele, por que tu foi embora? Lele, por que tu foi embora? Por que me deixaste aqui, Lele? Ah, eu penso em tu toda hora. Lele, por que tu foi embora? Lele, por que tu foi embora? Por que me deixaste aqui? Ai, Lele, eu penso em tu toda hora.
sexy. Portuguese music, like, is awesome. Brazilian, paradise, yes. Okay, so I hope you guys are really, like, enjoying this kind of semi, I don't know, overwhelmingly mellow music for tonight. It's hot, it's sexy, and it's sultry. I felt like it was a great way to kick off, like, the first weekend of summer. So, hope y'all like that. And, here's a kind of fun song that I heard earlier. I kept playing it. It was very, very catchy. And it's called Café de France by Musiaxec. This is a fun little ditty. Enjoy. Café de France by Musiaxec, and I found that song on freemusicarchive.org as well. So any of the songs tonight that you are not able to hear at Naked Girls Radio, you can find those there. They're largely the international ones. If you dig those, check those out on that site. Let's see, what else? Let me play something. I'll play something for you. Somebody did an encore of last week's episode where I played Met the Devil by Kyle Young. That was pretty hot. Let's do that, and then I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
I met the devil last month and I can shake the image from my head. Never this much have I felt the way I feel today. Feel my skin peel away, nothing feels real to me. Red Bull still awake. I just wanna have wings and grab things like a bag of weed, a cash free $1 million giveaway. Still a product in the race, kill them all literally. You can't fathom my life until it's history. Write a book on Kyle's hooks, Kyle is a beast. Grab a hearse, this rapper's verse, try it with deceased. My mom's left when I was 6 months old. Tried to warm back up the flame, but the bitch got cold. So I sniffed that snow, hit that dro. Drinking till them shit can't blow. I just want some X-O's, fuck a tic-tac-toe. I'ma spit that flow, till I'm filthy, stinking rich. I resist that gold. tried to run her mouth and her lips got swole. Yeah, that's a chick I know. Fat ass, big tits, and some sick ass dough. Funky little attitude, so that shit must go. But I can make her toes curl, show the clit its roll. I'm the shit and it shows. Belligerent, independent, I'm a prick that flows.
Chip on my shoulder.
And some hipster clothes. They used to call me white boy, now I fit the mold. That's some bullshit. Niggas do whatever the TV say. Me, I invented the show. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help.
The end of the hour, but I still got one or two more songs for you left for your listening pleasure. So I'll go ahead and play where did it go? Yes, Les Oreilles by 45. This group is really hot. Trust me, you don't have to understand the words. Just trust me. Here you go. It's awesome. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Oh. Hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on. Someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. keep your mouth where it is.
Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condom or peanut? An extra blanket and towel, if we play? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn. Darkness. A light switch. Mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature called. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while crammed in a tight lift on the lower row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah, different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so, en route to Barcelona, or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest, but there's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very... well, how uncommon is this, really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who is actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night. Bye.
That was my story, sex on planes, trains, and automobiles. Hope you all enjoyed it, like I said before. And I hope you have a very good night. Fast de beau rêve, gute Nacht, au revoir, buona notte, all these things, yes. Good night. You can continue listening on NakedGirlsRadio.com for even more playtime and great, great, excellent, excellent music, courtesy of the musicians who are on NakedGirlsRadio.com, so head on over, and I will otherwise see you next week, same time, same place, Good night.